Welcome back, my friend, to another episode of Become Limitless. Today, you're going to gain a deeper understanding in the science of the subconscious mind and limiting beliefs, and what I like to call the story of you, how you became who you are today, and what can you do about it to change and consciously create a new version of yourself. Join me on this episode that is going to be very enlightening as we explore the realms of the subconscious mind and the power that you hold within yourself. The subconscious mind is a beautiful tool that we have at our disposal. To understand how the subconscious mind works, I like to use the analogy of the hard drive of a computer, which stores countless and thousands of files about different information about you. The first distinction that we have to make is, what is the subconscious mind versus the conscious mind? The conscious mind is that tiny little peak that we see in the top of an iceberg. And the unconscious mind is that 95% that is hidden, that is invisible. And so the same way that we go to training to drive a car for the first time, and we go through lessons, we practice these lessons and these trainings until driving becomes automatic. And when we start practicing, we first are learning that consciously until we repeat it so many times that our brain creates a new neural pathway. And this is related to neuroscience. But when we do something over and over again, that creates a new habit within us. And when we have learned something, when we've memorized it, the brain stores that as a function in the subconscious mind. So you can see how we can take that analogy, that example, and we can take it all the way from the top of a new action, a new habit, a new behavior. But then, as we go deeper and we keep repeating that behavior, it becomes part of who we are. It becomes part of our identity, our personality, or a mood that we have. So as we're diving into the subconscious mind, I want to introduce you to the five levels of transformation. This is going to allow you to understand how the subconscious mind works. At the top level, we have the first basic level of transformation, which is behaviors and actions. This is what we can see, right? We know and we can see, if we become aware, what are the actions and behaviors that we have on a daily basis? What are the behaviors and actions of other people? I want you to see that above the line, meaning that is this is in our conscious awareness. Then we go to level two. So level two, we draw the line between the conscious and unconscious mind, and we start to go into the unconscious mind. Level two of transformation is feelings and emotion. Feelings and emotion are really invisible. And as we've talked about in episodes before, these are just different energies in motion that operate on our subtle body, on our nervous system, and ultimately affect our physical body. Level two then drops down into level three, which are thoughts and beliefs. We cannot see our thoughts or our beliefs, but they definitely heavily influence our destiny and what we like to call our perception of reality. These deeper levels are within the realm of the subconscious mind. And as we dive deeper, we go to the fourth level of change, of transformation, which is our core beliefs. This is what we call reality models, how we see the world around us, the deepest beliefs that we have about ourselves and other people. Finally, on the fifth level, we have the deepest level of transformation and change, which is the level of our identity, our self-image, how we see ourselves. And I want you to think about that as the core of the onion. All of these outer layers are part of the onion, but the core is really our identity. So level one, behaviors and actions, that's in our conscious mind. Levels 2 to 5 are within our subconscious mind. What people try to do to improve their lives or to change something that they don't like about them is they go to level one and they try to change their behaviors and actions. But imagine trying to move an iceberg that you can only see that little peak and you believe it's really small. But then if you were able to look under the water, under the ocean, you see a massive iceberg that goes meters and meters into the depth of the ocean. And that massive underwater iceberg that is invisible represents your entire subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind is the key to permanent and profound transformation. If we know how to access it, how to communicate with the subconscious mind, and even give it commands, so that the same way as a hard drive that stores files, if we want to search for those files, aka limiting beliefs, for example, so that we can look them up, extract them, bring them to our conscious awareness, and then release them from the hard drive so that we can upgrade our operating system. With these 5 levels of change, we can have a deeper understanding, and you can use this roadmap to identify potential deeper root causes of your behaviors and actions, your thoughts and your feelings. So now that we have a deeper understanding of the 5 levels of change and the science and the mechanisms of the subconscious mind, we can start looking at what are really limiting beliefs. How do they form and what can we do about them? And lastly, how do we connect that to the story of you and where you are today? Limiting beliefs, I love to see them as weeds in a field. And if we try to pluck those weeds, we will realize that those weeds maybe had hundreds of little roots that we also have to pluck out, right? Because if we just pluck out the weed, but the roots of the weed are still there, that weed is going to grow again and again. So the roots of that weed are any associated imbalance related to that limiting belief. Let me give you a real life example on something that is really common that I see all the time. One of the most common ones is the belief of I am alone. This limiting belief is like the weed. And from that limiting belief that you're alone, you start to affect yourself emotionally, physically, mentally, and spiritually. If I have a limiting belief that I am alone, then as a result of that belief, I'm going to believe that I'm separate from life and that I don't have any support and that I have to do everything on my own and that I always have to carry a heavy burden on my shoulder. Perhaps I have rules or shoulds or musts that I can't trust other people, or that I am a victim of life because I believe that I'm alone. And so I don't ask for help. I tend to be very reserved, and maybe I tell people that I'm an introvert. And so you can start to connect the dots and see how a deep-seated limiting belief, such as I am alone, can create so many ripple effects in our lives. So I want you to imagine that every single limiting belief that is stored in our subconscious mind is like an outdated program or software that we need to update. The same way that we need to consistently update applications in our phone so that they don't get buggy or glitchy and they stop working or they crash. Right? We also need to upgrade the beliefs that we have inside us. That is why subconscious reprogramming work is the most powerful work that allows you to experience transformation, because you're going to the central hub, the storage of all of your knowledge, values, and core beliefs. Something really interesting that I've discovered with years of studying this is that there is also a connection to our energy, to our subtle body, that I explained in an episode before. And I've noticed that certain limiting beliefs get attracted to different parts of the body. For example, the limiting belief I am alone, which is like a program, a formula that it's operating 24/7, it's emitting that frequency within you and outside of you, that limiting belief of I am alone tends to be stored in the crown, in the top of the head, because energetically speaking, that is the energy center or the organ who's in charge of that psychological function of your connection to the universe or to your connection to something higher than yourself or spiritually. And so different limiting beliefs get stored in different energy centers. I'm going to give you the rundown of the 7 main ones. At the level of the energy organ of the root chakra, there is a limiting belief that says, I am not safe. As you go upwards into the sacral chakra, limiting beliefs about unworthiness get stored inside of it. I am unworthy, or I am not good enough to do X, Y, and Z. Then as we go higher, we go into the solar plexus, which holds a limiting belief that I am powerless. As we go higher into the heart, we store limiting beliefs that say I am unlovable. Then as we go higher into the throat, we have a limiting belief that I can't express my truth. As we go higher into the 6th chakra, or the 3rd eye, we have a limiting core belief that says I am bad. And finally, in the crown, we have a limiting belief that says I am alone. And with this understanding of how limiting beliefs connect to our subtle body and our subconscious mind, everything starts to make sense and everything starts to click. So now we have a deeper understanding of the subconscious mind and limiting beliefs. Now let's talk about how they got there in the first place, which relates to the story of you. This is a beautiful story that illustrates how we end up having all of these limiting beliefs inside our bodies, inside our subconscious, and inside our energies. And it's going to be very enlightening for you to understand. And so the story of you starts when you were born. And as you are born, you spend the first 7 years of your life in a very open state of awareness. If you see it from the lens of the brainwaves, the science of brainwaves in humans, you are in what we call the theta brainwave state. The brainwaves can also be mapped to the subconscious mind, and I will explain that in a further episode. But for now, you can know that the subconscious mind is directly related to the theta brainwave state. Have you heard the saying, kids are like a sponge, they absorb everything? If you want to teach kids a new language, you should do it when they're really young, because they'll absorb all of that knowledge, right? What that really means is the baby from 0 to 7 years old is in a deep state of theta, which means that there is no filter, no consciousness or conscious awareness that tells them this is a good belief to integrate or digest and connect with me, or this is a bad belief that I shouldn't accept and that I should reject. When we are babies, those first few years of our lives, we're just open to life. We receive all of the beliefs that our dad, that our mom tell us, our teachers, our friends, whatever we watch online. And if you grew up in a dysfunctional environment, as probably 90% or more of people do in the world, then you probably absorbed the beliefs, the thoughts, the familiar negative emotions of your own parents. And then we see such a similarity, either exactly the same as one of your parents or completely the opposite on the other side. But even if you might not like to accept it, you are literally a combination of the energy and their beliefs of your parents and their parents, those toxic traits and negative beliefs about money, about relationships, about success, they all get passed down in the family. You've probably heard that saying, it runs in the family, right? This can be a quote-unquote disease, a negative pattern, relationship problems, financial problems, spiritual problems. You, in a way, absorb the beliefs and the patterns of your parents because from 0 to 7, you're in a big state of theta. And because theta is directly related to the subconscious, just imagine that there wasn't a filter and you were taking all of that in. I want you to think of water that's dirty, okay? That's coming into some sort of filter. Let's say that we're using those jugs that they sell to filter water. If you don't have that filter of water, you're going to get a really bad quality water from the tap. And that is what happens when we are babies. We don't have that filter. So whatever water they pour into our cup, into that jug, we're just going to absorb it fully. And this is how we start to absorb and inherit limiting beliefs, trauma, trapped emotions, and they start to get stuck and stored in different parts of our subconscious mind. The other interesting relationship of the story of you is that of your chakras and your subtle body. A lot of people don't know that when you're a baby, your energy centers or your chakras are also completely open without any filter. And the chakras really store your deepest programming and identity about you. Just as I shared with the 7 limiting beliefs related to the 7 energy centers. When you're a baby, those chakras are fully open without filter. So you cannot filter negative polarized energy or positive polarized energy. You're just absorbing all of those beliefs, right? And as they go into your subconscious, they start to be stored in different energy centers. And that is how we end up clogging and blocking those chakras and energy centers. And going back to the analogy of the subtle body, the nervous system, and the physical body, we can see how the subtle body is the power source to the computer, which is the physical body. But when we have so many energy centers that are blocked with limiting beliefs, with invisible blocks, with trauma, with suppressed emotions, then that energy, that power source of aliveness, of vitality, what we call life force, is not able to go fully to where it needs to be. So it's not reaching your nervous system, it's not reaching fully your physical body. And this is how we truly create dis-ease in the body. This is how we create chronic illness or limiting beliefs or fears of rejection or beliefs that I'm not good enough. All of those limiting beliefs block those energy centers. And then we cannot get that vital life force that allows us to be our most authentic true self without fears of rejection, without fears or beliefs about what other people might think of us. I know we unpacked a lot in this episode, but I want you to take a pause and really connect the dots here. I'm going to give you a little recap. We talked about the science and the power of the subconscious mind. This is the hard drive of your computer, which stores all of your files. And now we learned that because of the way that we are born, through the brainwave states that we are in and the energy centers of our subtle body, we absorb whatever programming life throws at us, right? We have no filter. And so we absorb all of these limiting beliefs and they start to get stored where they resonate the most with. So I am unlovable will get stored in the heart until we clear that, energetically speaking, and we can release that blockage. And that is what we call the story of you, of the personality, of the false self, really. because your true self can't really be touched by any trauma, by any fear, right? And I want you to know that if you're dealing with anxiety or stress or any challenge with life, I want to tell you from personal experience that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. I know that your essence, your soul, your spirit, your essence can never be touched by anything. And this, my friend, is what we call the journey into your limitless potential. This is what it's all about. The journey is about going within and removing those invisible blocks that are preventing you from reaching your full potential, actualizing and unlocking that full potential, and allowing that to ripple and create an effect where you make a bigger impact in the world. This is the most exciting journey in the world, and this is exactly what you're going to be learning on this channel, and this is why we call this the Become Limitless podcast. So as we uncover in the following episodes more about limiting beliefs and trapped emotions and how can we release these things to unlock our full potential, know that these are just patterns. This doesn't have to do anything with who you truly are, which is beyond thoughts and emotions. Really enjoyed this episode, giving you a deeper understanding of everything that you hold within us. And this is an empowerment that only you can claim, right? You can take the full charge and responsibility to go within yourself, go on this self-discovery journey and treat it as fun, exciting. You can take both paths, right? You can be sad about it or you can be excited to change and shift with these really extraordinary tools that allow you to go deep within you that we'll be learning as we go along. That's going to wrap it up on my end. It's been a pleasure having you here. Thank you for tuning in. I will see you on the next one. Today's episode is brought to you by Transcendence Healing, aka me. I have one overarching goal, and that is to help you remove the blocks that are preventing you from reaching your full potential and making a bigger impact in the world. This is the journey that I've been obsessed over the last 5 years, and this is how Transcendence Healing was born. Transcendence Healing is a holistic blend of brainwave state change, of energy healing, and subconscious reprogramming that allows you to instantly experience permanent and profound transformations in all areas of your life. I feel that it is now time to bring this to a community, to scale this goodness, and to give these tools to people who want to learn them for themselves, for their loved ones, and perhaps even for their clients. This is Transcendence University, the all-inclusive online community where you get access to weekly calls with me, where you get access to the entire framework, the 12 steps of Transcendence Healing, where you go on a journey and you clear on all 12 dimensions of your life, all of those invisible blocks that are preventing you from reaching your full potential. You're going to get access to so many resources, connections, experiences. I invite you to join Transcendence University. That's going to be the journey of a lifetime. Very excited to see you on the other side and connect with you.